So today we have very good fortune of having His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji, and he will be enlightening us on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse number 4.8.52. So Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Yes, I am here, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving your valuable association and time. Yeah, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna, please. My humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas who are attending this Japa conference, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll be speaking about three verses, Srimad Bhagavatam 4, 8, 52, 53, and 54. Vancha kalpatrubhyasya krapa sindhu bhivacha patithanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Adhishtarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this text number 52 of 4th canto. Evam bhagavato rupam subhadram dhyayato manaha nivrattaya paraya turnam sampannam na nivartate. Translation purport by His Divine Grace E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai. One who meditates in this way, concentrating his mind upon the always auspicious form of the Lord, is very soon freed from all material contamination, and he does not come down from meditation upon the Lord. I will go with each line or what they are saying, that if we put our concentrate the mind on the form of the Lord, which has been described, or what the song we will speak about, that what did he concentrate on? Different aspect or beauty of the Lord, and by that way we become free from material contamination. If we sit in a place and meditate on the form of the Lord, just think about Him, not think of the material beauty, material things, then naturally we will be absorbed in Krishna, and that is also Krishna consciousness, that we are become conscious of Krishna, and it purifies, it removes everything, all the dirt from the heart. Krishna sits in our heart. He cleanses the heart of all the impurities and sits there and just sees that how my duty is thinking of me. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tasateva bhajame. As we think of Him, He also thinks of us. He is waiting for us to think of Him, to talk to Him, to love Him, to act with Him, to play with Him. He is always looking, and that is the purpose, is that He created us, or He like gave rise to us to Jiva. He created so many Jiva souls for exchange of our love for Him, that we do love and He also wants to love us. So we become free from all contamination, material contamination, lust, anger, greed, so many things that is there. And He does not come down from meditation upon the Lord. And we become, the person who is meditating becomes so happy, so pleased that he does not come to any material platform again if he focuses his mind on Krishna. So that is given by the example of Dhruva Maharaj, that how he concentrated. So this fixed meditation is called Samadhi. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Nihan, Dharana, Samadhi means completely focused. So this Samadhi has been given in this sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Text number 11 to 14, it talks about how one should have the samadhi. Suchau deshe pratisthaya means one should be in a pure place, a pavitra place. Deshe means just land, wherever. Sthiram asinam atmanam. So you should sit in a firm position with an asana, and atmana means himself. Natyuchita nachi nati nicha chayala jina kushottaram. he should have a seat neither very high nor very low. It should not be very soft, should not be very hard, like kind of mrakchala or some. Then kusha asana is also good. It should be covered. Mrakchala and then kusha asana should be there. And by concentrating ekagrakatam, ekagram, he should focus his mind on the form of the Lord or on the chanting also. Either focus there or focus on the holy name. And then if the mind is going here and there, bring him back on the form of the Lord. And then his senses should be completely controlled. His senses should not go anywhere other than the form of the Lord has been described. And in that way he could purify himself by doing this way. And then there are next two verses also. Samam kaya kshiro grivam dharayanna chalam sthira sampreksha nasikagram chisvam dishaschana valokanayan prashantatma vidat bhir brahmachari vrate sthita manasayam matchikto yukta asita matraha. So he should, and doing this with the yoga bhyas, his whole body, his head, his neck should be straight, and he should put his attention towards the nose, and eyes should not be very wide open, because then he may look so many different things, or should not be completely closed, otherwise he may start dozing or sleeping or may become drowsy. So, and his senses should be controlled. He should not be feeling any fear from anybody, and completely free from any other desire other than form of the Lord. Then we should keep him in the heart, and that should be our goal of life. So it is. So this is the Dhyan Yoga. In different yugas, there are different methods of prescribed. But let me read this purport by Srila Prabhupada, and then we will. This fixed meditation is called samadhi or trance. A person constantly engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord cannot be deviated from meditation on the form of the Lord as described herein. That his mind should be focused on the form of the Lord. The Archana Marga or the devotional path prescribed in the Pancharatra system of devotional service for worshipping the Diti in the temple makes the devotee think constantly of the Lord. That is samadhi or trance. One who practices in this way cannot deviate from service of the Lord, and that makes him perfect in the mission of human life. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama.
So, how to meditate?
Guru Maharaj meditating, you all know that Guru Maharaj, like son of Maharaj Uttanpad and Suniti, one day this Guru Maharaj's friends brought some tithes, and they said that does your father gives you tithes? Then he was asking, and he went to his father's place when directed, and then he wanted to sit on the lap. So you all know that story, but particularly this mother was very, very Krishna conscious devotee. She was a kind of a siksha guru. See, he told that if you want to, like she could have pacified him, kept him, as far as or just by her law, she could have tied him. But no, she gave him the proper advice to go and please the personality of Godhead, and he could fulfill all the desire. So there is a little verse, because he is Bhakta Vatsala. So she told him, Nanya Tatat, so this is the mother is saying, Nanyam Tatat, we read that in text number 23 of the same chapter, Nanyam Tatat Padma Palasha Lochanad, Dukha Chidam Te Mragayami Kanchana, Shumragyate Hasta Grahita Padmaya, Shriye Tarairang Vimragya Manaya, that there is no other than Padma Palash Lochan, like the like his lochan means eyes, are like the lotus petals. Other than him, there is no really your well wisher, there is no your Hiteshi, and he could only remove your all the suffering that you are suffering from your mother's words, stepmother's words. You see him, and even Brahma, and they are all looking and looking for the Supreme Lord. So, Binu Gopal, koi nahi apano. Without Gopal, there is nobody's ever. Kaun pita mata suta dharani. Yes, sab jagat rehna ko sapno. This is all a night's like a dream, this material world. Dhan karan nisadina jaga bhaktan. That we are wandering here and there for the wealth. Vratha janam yun hi hai kapano. We are spoiling our life. Vratha, with really, there is no use in that. That we are spoiling our human form of life. Anta sahay kare nahi koi. Nobody can help. Nishchay kal agni mein jarno. There is a proper time that death will come as far as the destiny is concerned. And then we will be burned. So sab taj bhajahari yuga kamalapad, that give away everything and chant the holy name of the Lord. Krishna Krishna mukha sonita japano. That we should chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in different yugas, there are different prescribed methods that has been given for different. Because the people's life were much, much longer. Their concentration was much more. They had much more facility. So, there is some hissing sound. I don't know. Okay. So in Satya Yuga, there is Dhyana Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga is for Satya Yuga, that we talked about how the Dhyana Yoga in Dhru Maharaj is from Satya Yuga. In Treta Yuga, there is Yajna, fire sacrifices. In Dwapar Yuga, there is elaborate temple deity worship. And in Kali Yuga, Nama Sankirtan. Kali Had Hari Talitad Hari Kirtanad, that Hari Kirtan, or the chanting of the holy name, is in the Kali Yuga. So Dhyan Yoga, which is done, it is so many austerities, or so many, many austerities. One has to be celibate in a fashionable, we should be away from fashionable city. We have to go to forest, eat only very little, like Dhru Maharaj ate so much, just like some dry leaf, then little water initially, then some dry leaf. Later on he was just hardly like even water he reduced, and just breathing. Sometime like he would breathe only once in a week, then once in a month, then once in a long period of time. And that choked everything. Like you were in air and you could control the whole outer air from the inner air. So he did that, but it is not that easy. And there are breathing, that is pranayam, pratyahar. So yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dhyan. And then there is samadhi. So he went into samadhi. In that way. So, and this is the Satya Yuga method, is Dhyana Yoga, which even Arjun says that it is very difficult. It is easy to control the wind, then it is controlling the mind that should be focused on the form of the Lord. And then, so this Treta Yuga, there is Yajna, so fire sacrifice, that also needs involve enormous expenditure for the ingredient. And those are pure ingredients are not there. Ingredients like ghee, silk, grains, gold. Even if somebody has a lot of wealth, still they cannot, there are not qualified brahmanas who are very powerful of Vedic mantras. Because not only fire, but even if there is a sacrifice, the animal is comes back again in a young form. So third method is Dwapar Yuga. There was a temple worship, elaborate temple worship, where there are strict rules, regulation, like Pancharatriki system. So there is Pancharatriki system that is described in the purport. And so Dhru Maharaj was doing according to the, and there is another is Bhagavad Vidhi. He was following both the methods. Both methods are important. Pancharatriki Vidhi, that you, like according to the Diti service, Yajnas, Homas, that is Pancharatriki Vidhi. And then there is a Bhagavad Vidhi. Navda Bhakti is a form of Bhagavad Vidhi, or chanting the holy name of the Lord. Both processes should go on simultaneously, like the two tracks of the railway lines. So both processes should be followed properly. So chanting of the holy name of the Lord is not only for Kali Yuga, but it is for all the different ages that there is this post. In Satya Yuga, Dhruva Maharaj chanted, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That will come in the next verses. And in the Treta Yuga, Nabhi Maharaj's Rishabdev. So he was reciting, Atha Kadanchin Tavaguna Krata Nam Deyani Vachane Gocharani. Valmiki also chanted in this Treta Yuga, Lord Ram's name, Ram, Ram, Ram. In Dwapar Yuga, Dwapar was like Draupadi was calling out the name of Krishna. So Krishna's name. So in every age, holy name is practiced. But over and above that, people would perform various other forms of the austerities according to the Shastra. But in Kali Yuga, none is possible. And that's why it is very important. This age is very important. And that's why Parikshit Maharaj did not kill the Kali, but he rather protected him, that there would be so many faults. But one good quality that in this age, people just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can become free from material entanglement. One can go back home, back to Godhead in loving service of the Lord. So that is the Yuga Dharma. Kalo Doshe Nidhe Rajan Yasti Eka Mahan Guna Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajit. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna has taken the avatar, or he has descended down in the form of the holy name. So there is no difference between Krishna and between the holy name himself. So that you were all chanting, and it's a very nice matter to chant together. It's a kind of sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti sodashak, sodashak, sodashakam, namnam, kali, kalmashanashanam, natah paratayo, rupaya. I mean, there is no other upaya, there is no other process. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. If you see in all the Vedas, there is no other form, no other holy name of the Lord other than the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So one should take. So in different ages, there are different names of the Lord are being chanted. But Dhruva Maharaj was meditating. So what form that he was meditating? That you have read in the previous, just to recapitulate, that he was the Lord, he was meditating that Lord is prepared to offer his causeless mercy. He is very merciful. He has a joyful face and glance. Prasanna vadana netram. And he has a beautiful nose and eyebrows. He has very beautiful forehead. Charu kapolam. Kapol means forehead. Surasundaram. More beautiful than all the demigods. Tarunam. Ramaniyangam, youthful, is always very youthful and has attractive limbs. His lips and eyes are like the rising sun. The shelter of the surrendered souls is the only shelter, and he is transcendently pleasing in all respect. And he is the only one who is worthy of surrendering. He is ocean of mercy. He has a silver mark on the chest. He is bluish in complexion. He wears a flower garland. He has this. So it is the four-handed form that Dhruva was meditating on, with conch, disc, club, and lotus. And yes, so he had four these forms. Hands had this conch, disc. Conch is for blessing, and lotus is also for blessing, and disc and club is for annihilating the demons, are protecting the devotees. He wears jewelries from like jewel crown and earrings and necklaces and bracelets, costume jewel around his neck, which came from churning the milk ocean, yellow silk clothing, because he wears yellow and Radharani likes bluish, because Krishna is a bluish color. So Radharani wears the bluish because that reminds her of Krishna. Because his bodily hue is bluish, dark blue. And Krishna wears the pitambar or golden because Radharani's color is golden complexion. So that reminds him of her most worshipable, like beloved, who is the most servitor or giving him the pleasure. So he wears in that way yellow silk clothes. And waist is surrounded by a girdle of a small bell. And he has a golden anklets, most charming to look at the and very peaceful, pleasing to the eyes and mind. And with the jewel-like nails of his lotus feet glittering, so his nails are glittering nails. Lasat means glittering. Lasat kundalam, chamkila devdipyaman, shiny. And like he stands on the whirl of a lotus of the hearts of those who worship him. So he sits in the heart as Paramatma, and situated in the heart and intelligence of the Jiva. So meditate on the Lord, say, smiling, who looks very merciful towards the devotees. So in this way, one meditates on the Lord, and Guru Maharaj was also meditating in that way. And then, so result of his meditation, that he became free from material contamination. Nivrataya, and free from material contamination. Initially, he had a desire to have a big opulence, but gradually that subsided. So that is Nivrataya that is given in this phase. Evan Bhagavato Rupam, Subhadram, Dhyayato Manaha, Nivrataya. Nivrataya means he became free from all material contamination, and he was with the highest bliss. Everybody is looking for happiness, bliss, Anandamaya Dhyasa. So Paraya Sampannam, he was very, very blissful, highest bliss. So everybody is looking, but other than going to Krishna and meditating on the form, and for this age, one can meditate and listen to the holy name of the Lord. So both processes go simultaneously. Chanting the holy name and meditation was there. But when we chant, we should not be, meditation if it comes, that is fine. But our focus should be to hear the holy name very, very properly. And the third effect that happened, according to this, is that he never deviated from nivartaya. So it's not that without getting the result, he just got disturbed. Oh, how long I will meditate? It's almost 6 months I am not eating. No, he was focusing. He was drada sankalp. He had firm faith, and he was and penetrated attention, just one-sided. Not that deviating his mind hither and thither, but one should know the mercy of the Lord that he will be pleased with me. Let me continue with my sadhana. And that way one can go. So the next verse, I will pull up the next verse. Okay. And that is text number 53 of 48. जपस्य परमो गुह्यं सुरयतां मे नृपात्मज यं सप्त रात्रं प्रपथं पुमान पश्यति खेचरान. ओ सन ऑफ किंग, सो दिस इज आई शैल स्पीक, दिस इज नारद मुनि टेलिंग टू ध्रुव महाराज, नाउ आई शैल स्पीक अन टू यू द मंत्र विच इज टू बी चांटेड विद दिस प्रोसेस ऑफ मेडिटेशन. Means meditation and chanting, both should be there. One who carefully chants this mantra for 7 nights can see the perfect human beings flying in the sky. Means Siddha Loka, they see these flying people in the sky, perfected beings. Siddha means who have become perfected. So one can see that just within 7 days, if one can meditate and chant the name like Dhruva Maharaj did. So it's not that it is just the Dhruva Maharaj did, but anybody, then they could also do the same thing and they will get the result. So purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing, within this universe, there is a planet called Siddha Loka. The inhabitants of Siddha Loka are by nature perfect in the yoga achievement, which are of 8 varieties. One can become smaller than the smallest, anima, mahima, lagima, garima, so those have been described here, lighter than the lightest, or bigger than the biggest. One can immediately and get whatever he likes, prapti. One can even create a planet. So these are some of the yogic perfections. By virtue of the lagima siddhi or purificatory process to become lighter than the lightest, the inhabitants of Siddhaloka can fly in the sky without airplanes or airships. It is hinted herein by Narad Muni to Dhruva Maharaj that by meditating upon the transcendental form of the Lord and at the same time chanting the mantra, one becomes so perfect that within 7 days that he can see the human beings who fly in the sky. Narad Muni uses the word japaha, which indicates that mantra to be chanted is very confidential. One may ask, if it is confidential, why it is mentioned in the writing of Srimad Bhagavatam? It is confidential in the sense that one may receive a published mantra anywhere, but unless it is accepted through the chain of disciplic succession, through the link, evam parampara praptam, evam rajarshiya vidu. So it should be obtained in parampara, and a spiritual master is the link to that parampara. He authorized the spiritual master. Authorized means it is authorized by the previous predecessors. Like if Srila Prabhupada appoints somebody, then they become connected to the link. So it is confidential in this sense that one may receive a published mantra anywhere, but unless it is accepted through the chain of disciplic succession, the mantra does not act. It is said by authoritative sources that any mantra chanted without having been received from the disciplic succession has no efficacy. If it is other than disciplic succession, other than the four, there are four Vaishnava sampradayas, and our one may be, you may say it is a fifth Vaishnava sampradayas because we are Chaitanyaites, we follow our, but there are Rudra sampradaya, Kumar sampradaya, Sri sampradaya, and Brahma sampradaya. So our sampradaya is from Brahma, Brahma Madhva, Gaudiya sampradaya, but it is basically, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he has given this process of chanting the holy name, and he was following himself also about chanting. So another point established in this verse is that meditation should be carried on with the chanting of mantra. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. As soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the forms of Krishna, Ram and their energies, and that is the perfect stage of trance. One should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. That's what I was telling, that one should be hearing that what you are speaking, the holy name, because holy name is Krishna. So there is no need of meditating the form of the Lord. Some people, they put the picture, that is fine. They put picture or see in the temple the form of the Lord. But also at the same time, it is important to speak clearly the sound vibrations and hear at the same time in his ear and let them grasp into the heart. Automatically the form of the Lord would come. So, Naam, Roop would come. Guna, all the qualities would come. You will develop. And Leela, or you will know the qualities of the Lord. And all the pastime would also come. So, by chanting the holy name, all these things would automatically come. But our focus in the beginning should be to hear the holy name properly. Therefore, the chanter has to concentrate on hearing the vibration. Without extra endeavor on his part, the Lord will automatically appear. Just like Dhruva Maharaj's example, that Lord appeared on his lotus of the heart and then it disappeared. Then he came and he showed him personally also. And everybody's air was choked when Dhruva Maharaj was breathing once in a month. And naturally, the Lord came to give him the darshan. And so he opened the eyes, he started breathing normally, and then Lord blessed him. And then give him that, okay, you will rule this kingdom and grow low. So anyway, so chanter, and I will take the third verse and we will discuss about a devotee's qualities, like what he had the qualities. So I have to just change in the iPad the text. Next verse is come that he gave him this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So as we said, that in different ages, Satyuga, Dharma, I don't have that verse, it's not coming up in the moving. So along with the meditation, he told that he chant this highest secret, Dwadakshakshar mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I will put it in your right ear. So he gave him the right ear, this mantra, and you should worship the Lord's physical form with this mantra and other various paraphernalia according to the place, time and prescribed method. He could also, why he could pronounce the pranav mantra that has been given by Srila Prabhupada, Omkar, Om Namo Bhagavate. Om is only chanted by Brahmanas. But according to this instruction, anybody who is a devotee of the Lord can chant. Means even even Shudras, Chandalas, anybody can be, as long as they are following the rules, regulation, they could chant the holy name. Because many caste Brahmanas were asking Prabhupada about this, so I got this verse, the text number 54. Mantrena nena devasya kurya dravya mayim mayim buddhah saparyan vividhair dravyair desha kala vibhagavit. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is the 12th syllabus mantra for worshipping Lord Krishna. One should install the physical form of the Lord. Means a diti installation. And with the chanting of the mantra, one should offer flowers and fruits and other varieties of foodstuffs exactly according to the rules and regulations prescribed by authorities. But this should be done in consideration of place, time and attendant conveniences and inconveniences. In purport, Srila Prabhupada, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya is known as the Dwadashakshara mantra. This mantra is chanted by Vaishnava devotees and it begins with pranav or omkar. There is an injunction that those who are not Brahmanas cannot pronounce the pranav mantra. But Dhru Maharaj was born as Kshatriya. He at once admitted before Narad Muni that as a Kshatriya he was unable to accept Narad's instruction of renunciation and mental equilibrium, which are the concern of a Brahmana. Still, although not a Brahman, but a Kshatriya, Dhru was allowed on the authority of Narad to pronounce the pranav omkar. This is very significant. Especially in India, the caste Brahmanas object greatly when persons from other castes, not born in a Brahman family, recite this pranav mantra. But here is a tacit proof that if a person accepts the Vaishnava mantra or Vaishnava way of worshipping the Diti, is allowed to chant the pranav mantra. Pranav mantra means omkar, om. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord personally accepts that anyone, even one of the low species, can be elevated to the highest position and go back home, back to Godhead, simply if he worships properly. The prescribed rules, as is stated here by Narad Muni, are that one should accept the mantra through a bona fide spiritual master and hear the mantra in the right ear. Not only should one chant the murmur the mantra, but in front of him, he must have the diti or physical form of the Lord. Of course, when the Lord appears, it is no longer a physical form. For example, when an iron rod, we may not say the physical form, but it is God himself, it is Krishna. Right? So that's what Prabhupada is giving, that when an iron rod is made red hot in fire, it is no longer iron, it is fire. Similarly, when we make a form of the Lord, whether of wood, stone, metal, jewel, paint, or even the form within the mind, it is a bona fide spiritual transcendental form of the Lord. So Diti is not just a representative, but it is Lord, Supreme Lord himself. And one should act, behave, that Supreme Lord is standing in front of us. And we should give all due respect to the Supreme Lord. Not only must one receive the mantra from the bona fide spiritual master like Narad Muni or his representative in disciplic succession, but one must chant the mantra, and not only must one chant, but he should also offer whatever good stuff is available in his part of the world according to time and convenience. The method of worship, just another couple paragraph, chanting the mantra and preparing the forms of the Lord is not a stereotype, or it is exactly the same everywhere. Preparing the forms of the Lord could be different in different places. It is a different mudras of the Supreme Lord, different kind of foodstuff offering. So it is specifically mentioned in this verse that one should take consideration of the time, place, and available conveniences. Our Krishna conscious movement is going on throughout the entire world, and we also install deities in different centers. Sometimes our Indian friends, popped up with concocted notions, criticize. This has not been done. So there should be no concoction. It should be as it has been given in the Shastra, Sadhu, Guru. We should take it as it is without contemplating or without our way. That has not been done, but they forget this instruction of Narad Muni to one of the greatest Vaishnava, Dhruv Maharaj. One has to consider the particular time, country, and conveniences. What is convenient in India may not be convenient in the Western countries. Those who are not actually in the line of acharyas or who personally have no knowledge of how to act in role of acharya unnecessarily criticize the activities of ISKCON movement in countries outside of India. The fact is that such critics cannot do anything personally to spread Krishna consciousness. If someone does go and preach, taking all risk and allowing all consideration for time and place, it might be that there are changes in manner of worship, but that is not at all faulty according to Shastra. Srimad Vir Raghav Acharya, an Acharya in disciplic succession of Ramanuja Sampradaya, has remarked in his commentary that Chandalas are conditioned souls who are born in lower than Shudra family can also be initiated according to the circumstances. The formalities may be slightly changed here and there to make them Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommend that his name should be heard in every town and nook and corner of the world. Pratvithe Atyache Nagradigram Sarvatra Prachar Vabimorna. That my name should be in all the towns and villages, not just towns, but villages also. Gram. Gram is villages. So that is the duty of all these devotees in ISKCON to go to every corner of the world and spread Krishna consciousness. Sitting home or taking some time at least, and should preach. Hari yare dekhe thare kaho Krishna Padesh, amara agya hai, guru hoy thare idesh. That whenever, like wherever you go, you talk about Krishna, whether it is in aeroplane, train, or wherever you are going in the office. Or, so rather than grama charcha, one should talk about Krishna consciousness, that why it is important. So how is this possible unless one preaches everywhere? The cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavad Dharma, and he specially recommends Krishna Katha or the cult of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So that should be, he recommends that every Indian considering this task to be paropakar. So this is the highest welfare activity, to take the Lord's message to other residents of the world. Other residents, because they are all his children and he is waiting for them to come. So it does not refer only to those who are exactly like the Indian Brahmanas and Kshatriya, are like the caste Brahmana, who claim to be Brahmana because they were born in the family of the Brahmana. But every living being is his children, and we should spread that. That is the highest benevolent activity or philanthropic activity. Jivedaya, if you want to do a Jivedaya, then those other things are temporary. Like if you give food, you may get food in the next life, or if you give clothing. But if you are giving Krishna consciousness, then he is freed from all the problems forever. Otherwise, he will be hungry next day. How long one can feed anybody? But if you remove all the problems, that is giving Krishna consciousness, and he is transferred back home, back to Godhead, or the seed of Krishna consciousness is sown in his heart, then he will practice Krishna consciousness. And then be free from all material contamination and would become eligible to go back home, back to Krishna's abode in his loving service. So even in India, this point has been enunciated by Srila Sanatana Goswami in his book Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is his Smriti and is the authorized Vedic guide for Vaishnavas in their daily behavior. Sanatana Goswami says that his bell metal can be turned to gold when mixed with mercury in a chemical process. So by the bona fide diksha or initiation method, anyone can become a Vaishnava. one should take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master coming in disciplic succession who is authorized by his predecessor spiritual master. So if previous predecessor spiritual master has allowed somebody, then he is bona fide. Otherwise, one may be looking, so where I will find this? So you just see the list who are authorized by the previous predecessor is a spiritual master who has authorized whom and who are in the movement, then we could take to that. So this is called Diksha Vidhan. Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Vyapa Sritya, one should accept a spiritual master. That is necessary. One may say that I could just chant, why there is a need, chanting is so much powerful, why there is a need spiritual master. But it is recommended by the Shastra. It is Krishna shows by his example. Krishna, Ram, Lada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all are showing. So this is parampara has to be followed. Just for our instruction, he does that. So by this process, the entire world can be converted to Krishna consciousness. So this is how Srila Prabhupada has such a wide vision that everybody should take to Krishna consciousness. Everybody should be. So we read that in Sati Yuga, the process is Sati Yuga, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been given, Sati Yuga Dharma Dhyana Karaya Shukla Murti, that is white form of the Lord, Dhari, Kardame Ke Vardila Yahu Krapa Kare. Kardamuni's son, that is the form of the Lord Shukla Murti. So Brahma gave that Lord would appear in your home, and so Kapil Dev appeared in his home, and then he gave him the instruction. But that is the Yuga Avatar, Sati Yuga Avatar is Lord Kapil Dev. Krishna Dhyan Kare Lok Adhikari. So Chaturbhuj Roop of Krishna. Shraddhavan Labhate Jnanam Tatpara Sanyatendriya Jnanam Labdhva Param Shanti Machirnadi Gachati. That you should become, cleanse your heart, and you should have a faith in the process, and Sanyati Indriya, that one should control the senses. Then only they will be able to chant properly and they will be able to understand this knowledge. In this Treta Yuga, there is the Yajna Karaya Rakta Varna Dhari, that the Rakta Varna, the Lord is in the form of Rakta Varna, and then he does some Karma Kanda, Dharma Yajna, Karma Kanda is Yajnas, which is not possible for this age. And this in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna Padarchana Haya Dwaparir Dharma, Krishna Varne Karaya Loke Krishna Archana Karma, Krishna Archana. So Dwapar Yuga Avatar is Krishna and Krishna Archana. Now this Yuga Avatar, Krishna does not come Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan Krishna does not come in every Yuga. He comes in 1,000 Chatur Yugi. He comes only once. So what is the difference? His name is also Krishna. In every Yuga, there is Krishna takes incarnation. But that Krishna and this Krishna, there is some difference. So that is what I wanted to tell you. So Dwapare Bhagwan Shyama Pitavasa Nijayudha Sri Vatsadi Bhir Rankeshya Lakshane Rupa Lakshati. So in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna comes in the form of Shyam Varn and Pit Visandhari. And he has this Kaustubh and Mataka. But in Vaivashvat Manus, this is Vaivashvat 28th Manvantar, Vaivashvat Manvantar. And in the 28th Chaturyuga, in one Manvantar there are 71 Chaturyugis. So in 28th Chaturyugi, at the end of the Dwapar Yuga, then Shyama Atasi Kusum Varna, Atasi Kusum Varna, and then he has a chakra and Srivat Chinna. So in this age, that is not the Atasi Kusum Varna. Krishna came as Blackish Krishna. Atasi is like a Harit Ranga, like a vegetable. like Sabji Varna, Sukha Paksha Ke Varna, Harit. So that is under ordinarily you. But when Krishna comes, he is of the dark cloud form, blackish Krishna. So there is a difference in these two. So the same name Krishna is there, but Krishna who comes in this, so we are very fortunate that we had the personality of Godhead with avatari of all the other avatars. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Namaste Vasudevaya, Namah Sankarshanaya Cha, Pradyumnaya Aniruddhaya, Subhyam Bhagavate Namaha. So that is just a prayer. So Krishna Archana Mantra, this is the Krishna Archana Mantra. And there is a Dwarka Chaturvyu form. Has been in Kali Yuga, it is Nama Sankirtana. That is the Krishna Nam Sankirtana, Kali Yuga Dharma. Krishna Nam. So Pita Varna, Dharitave, Kaila Pravartan, Prem Bhakti. So in this age, there is a Yuga Avatar is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pita Varna Dharitave, Kaila Pravartan, Prem Bhakti, Bila Loke, Laya Bhakta Gan. So the same Rajendranandan now came to do the Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam, Tvasha Krishnam, Angopangatra Parshadam, Yagya Sankirtana Praye, Yanti Sumedasa. So the reason for my description of all these ages, that in that age he was meditating on Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We also chant that. I mean, beginning of any class or Katha, we do chant, so that is fine. But according to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our chanting should not be Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, as Dhru Maharaj has done. We have to follow the Yuga Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant the holy name of the Hare Krishna Mantra, Sodashokshara Mantra, that is 12 Akshara Mantra. This is 16 syllables. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there is very, especially that we should be chanting the holy name of the Lord. Kali Yuga Leela Avatar Na Kare Bhagwan. Ateva Triyug, sometime it is called Triyugi, because Krishna came as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as Channa Avatar, covered incarnation. So that's why they do not talk that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, but he is an, is really, he is not a Yuga Avatar, just like Krishna. Green color in every yuga is that he is the yuga avatar, but Krishna is swam avatari. Same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is avatari, is channa avatar, and that's why we do not call him that he is not avatar. Avatar means who avatar and who comes down, but he is the giver of all the different avatars, they come from him. So his Krishna swam himself, Radha Krishna completes him. Form. Then Vishnu Shastra Nam also, his name is, this has been given, Surna Varno Hemango Varadangas Chandanangadi Sanyasa Kratyama Shanto Nistha Shanti Parayana. So that is all the symptoms are there in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that has been in every avatar that is there in the form and different meditation. So we should be meditating on the form of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this age. So he should be there in every temple. In every temple that we go, if there is no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and there is only Radha and Krishna, that worship becomes really a Lakshmi Narayan worship. The reason behind that, without following of the Vraja Bhakta, we cannot have Radha Krishna. Only Vraja devotee has to be there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like Radha Rani and they are from Vraj. So if he is there, then that meditation, dhyana, or darshan of the Lord is not in an opulent way, but becomes very congenial, very loving. That is Radha and Krishna worship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not alone, just Radha Krishna worship. And so that is recommended. In many temples in India or even here, like New York temple, Brooklyn temple, there is Radha Krishna, a small Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Or other places, there may not be Radha Krishna, just Gaur Nithai, and you could also worship in that way. So that is also fine. So he was following some Yam and Niyam. So what is this Yam and Niyam? But Yam, Niyam, is it necessary to follow? Yes, but Krishna purifies also by the chanting. So even so yam niyam, it has been described yam like in Brahma Puran, that has been yam sharmilot prakhyan andra sanshasya shama satyam ahinsa dama arjavam dhyanam prasado madhuryam santoshasya yamadasha. So become very very kind, soft hearted, arguing the truthfulness, ahinsa, indriya daman, controlling the senses, arjavam saralta, dhyan, one should be very in happily mood, prasannata, nirmalta, and in our vyavahar, in our relationship, we should have not very rough, it should be very kind heart relationship with others, and santosh. So these are 10 are called yama. Ahinsa, satya, vachan, brahmacharya, these are all yama. And then there are some different yama and niyam. So these are yam. And niyam are saucha, santosha, tapa, swadhyaya, ishwar, parinam. These are called niyam. So yam, niyam, asana, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, samadhi, that should be done just like Dhruva Maharaj was following that. And I wanted to, about what are the qualifications of a devotee? How one will, what is his qualification? What should be there? So, just like Dhruva Maharaj had, so there are 36 qualities of a devotee. Dvesh rahit, no having envious nature or shatru bhav from anybody. He is not envious to anybody. Dvesh rahit. Advesta sarvabhutanam. This is in Bhagavad Gita. Maitra karuna evacha niramamo nirankara samadukha sukakshami. He should not have any selfishness. As much as you are no selfish, that much you are advanced in Krishna consciousness. If you are 100% free from selfishness, then you are 100% of a devotee. Self means so-artha. So-artha means for us, swartha means so-artha. Means if you are thinking of you, that you are doing, you are big, you have done, like, so selfishness is mostly for dhan, for the wealth. And then the one may give up the wealth, but also selfishness for the yash and man, that he would like that he should be famous and should prati. Yash, man, pratistha, or lap puja pratistha, they are very, very difficult to give up, but that also should be given. He should love everybody. Nobody, there should not be any enemy. And say, whether somebody is poor, somebody is rich, somebody is degree dhari, a devotee should behave equally with everybody. And without any reason, there should be kind to devotees. Vina karan dayalu. Name ruchi jive daya. So that daya means they should give Krishna consciousness. Not just food and other, but it should be, and one should be mamta se rahit. So you may say mamata, matlab merapan. So mamta rahit, and it's not that you should not be. So mamatva, his mind, that is should be only on Krishna. Not that we should have mamatva in that, oh, he is mine, he is part of my blood. So we have our family, wealth, children, wife, husband. But mamatva should be for Krishna. And one should be ahankar, right? Ahankar, means maya and merapan se dur. And what is this? The greatest ahankar is that I am this body. And then whatever related to the body, dhan, roop, yavan, istri, putra, sampatti, wealth, whatever my possession, I am their master. So that is called ahankar. So if I am a part of, like, I am the dasa. So if we become a dasa of Lord, then all the ahankar would automatically finish. So many different kinds of ahankar. Dhan ka ahankar, rupyavan ka, vidya ka, even tyag ka, if you give up some tyag, that I have taken over, I have renounced, that is also an ahankar. And it is difficult to get out of that. Or somebody may say, I'm a Brahman kul, I am a beautiful, so we should be free from all this. And if there is samadukha sami, one should be equal in happiness and distress. Distress, and these are all like the seasonal changes, they do come and go. And one should be shamavan. One should forgive even if somebody is trying to hurt you, but one should be shamavan. So these are the different lists. One should be happy, santushta in any condition, wherever. That way, if you are not happy, fully satiated, then your mind would go to something, how I could be satisfied. And there should be drad nishchay. A devotee should be of a drad nishchay. I have got this human form of life. I must take to this Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. And our mind and buddhi should be given to Krishna. I mean, should be used for Krishna. Mind should be on Krishna, and our intelligence should be also focused on Krishna. And we should not get udvega, neither to give, neither to take. And from somebody that, oh, he's hurting me, he's getting in my case. That should not be. We should be without any, from anybody we should not take and should not give invitation to someone else. And we should be free from too much happiness, irsha, bhay. So we should not be fearful. Because if you'll be fearful, how one would be able to chant, Krishna is protecting. Mare Krishna rake ke, rake Krishna mare ke. And akanksha rahit. Akanksha means, normally akanksha means ichha, but it is higher than ichha, that something better that if I get, like, I should have a son, but then he should be happy, he should have such a big degree, that is a different akanksha, more than just a desire. Like viraha akanksha, akanksha means aapka vira vyapta rahe, I would be. So that the devotee wants that I may feel your separation, so that may I will just chant your holy name or try to have you. So we should be from inside and outside pure, that is, and pakshapat, rahit means kisi ki tarafdari nahi karna, should not be inclined on one side. And even if there is some suffering comes, we should not feel suffering, we still chant on Krishna. Because this sukh or dukh, we should be free from this. Now you may say, how it would be? Because it is prarabdha janit, that it is coming, but I should continue my, at least the chanting. It is suffering is there, and it is cutting off my sinful activity of the past. Or if I'm happy, then it is also reducing my some stock of the piety that is giving me. But our attention should be on Krishna. Sarvaramba parityagi. Jivan, that our laksha should be Krishna consciousness. Not that we start so many new things which we can't finish and our attention is on somewhere else. That's why Krishna is giving. Now, one may say, harshit nahi. We should not become too puffed up or too happy. The reason is that harsh and shok, that is dvanda. So Krishna just says that, shona rashyati na dvesti, na sochitene kankshati. Shubha ashubha parityagi. Bhaktiman yah samay priya. That is in Bhagavad Gita. That kind of devotee, that who is, so one may say that why I should not be happy? Because if you are happy, then you would be also shoka. Or we will be, so in that way there is a dvanda. So dvanda, there should not be any duality continuously. And dvesha. So dvesha means we should, like envious. So how this itself just leads to other things also. So if we sit with somebody and we don't have it, then we want to have like what he has. It develops into kama. If it does not get fulfilled, it becomes krodha. And then if it is fulfilled, we want more and more. So lobha. And then we want that the things they remain with me, whatever is there. So we become attached to that. That is called moha. Just like my beauty, my age, or my wealth or a status or position, so then we become attached to that. So that is called moha. And whatever we don't have but somebody else or others do not have, then we become madha. Madha means we become like madhanmatta. Unmatta means, oh, I am so big, I am great, they don't have, I have it. Whatever is there, it is just mine. And then if somebody else has more, you become matsarya. Matsarya is envious or irsha also. Matsarya. What I have, you don't have it. So become matsarya, that is called matsarya. Or, so in this way, if we see somebody others have it, we become envious of him. He has it. And how did he bring? So, shok, sukh, dukh, kamna only for Krishna, not anything else. Shubh, ashubh, karma ka tyagi. Even shubh and ashubh. Because shubh and ashubh, it is piety and non-piety. So, better that we just have Krishna in the center, rather shubh and ashubh karma. And shatru and mitra, it should be like we should, ajat shatru. Ajat shatru means that no enemy has been born. And we should not think that he is my enemy. We should think that they are all children of God. Man of man. Whether it is somebody is utilizing you or somebody is deriding you, we should be equally. Just like in heat and cold. Without any attachment, manansil, somebody is glorifying you or somebody is criticizing you, we should be equal. And whatever way Krishna is providing, we should be happy with that. And we should not be attached to the place of where we are. We should be able to travel and preach Krishna consciousness and fix attention and Shraddha. So these are all, and through Maharaj had all this, we learn so many things from Guru Maharaj. So thank you so much. I will stop at this point and we can discuss if there is any question. Means different yoga, different mantras for different age, but according to the time, place and circumstances, we should worship deities. Both Pancharatri ki vidhi and Bhagavad vidhi should be simultaneously practiced, and we should try to develop these qualities that we describe and meditate on the form of Lord like Dhru Maharaj. In many verses that has been described how the form of the Lord from the lotus feet all the way up, and we should meditate and decorate the deity form. Our ISKCON temples are very famous for nice decoration of the deities, fresh garland, fresh and offering, and that should be the way, because he is the Supreme Lord. Deity is not different than the Lord himself. But for this age, these things may be difficult, so chanting could be done anywhere, any place, wherever you are, one can go. So one should take that the most seriously to this chanting process of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhu. The class was very enlightenment, Prabhu. Lot of instructions was there. But I have one small question, Prabhu. Suppose we take the name from that, okay, any, so, I mean, we are following one sampradaya like that, other people also, following other sampradayas. But, you know, some people, they are not following any sampradaya, but they are the very great devotees of the Lord, like, what you call them, Bhakta Tukaram and all. They sing the glories of the Lord, but not the following any sampradaya. Will they get the benefit, Prabhu?
No, Tukaram had a sampradaya. We should not say they are from Ramanandi sampradaya, as far as I know, but there is a sampradaya that they follow. So Tukaram is a great devotee, but there should be a sampradaya, means a linking with the process. Like we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya. So sampradaya vihinaye mantras tantras nishvala, means the mantra and tantra does not have the same effect, although effect may be there, but not to the extent that one is desiring. So one should have that, but we cannot say that he took initiation from even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to that site and he gave initiated to Karam. It's described in even Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I'm not Prabhu. I mean, my question was different, Prabhu. Yeah, Bhakta Tukaram is a great devotee of the Lord, but who sings the glory of the, I mean, who sings the songs composed by the Bhakta Tukaram? And then, yeah, those people are not belongs to, I mean, strictly not following any rules and regulations, Niyaman, all these things, but they sing the glories, I mean, what sang by the Bhakta Tukaram.
Mm-hmm. No, they also get the same benefit because they are accepting a dear duty of the Lord as their predecessor or as their acharya. So they are following, they are in some sampradaya. So they get the benefit. Those abhangas, Tukaram's abhangas are very, very famous. And many people have become devotees by that. He is worshipper of this Rukmini and Vithoba, Vithal. So Vithala, Vithala is always chanting the holy name of the Lord. So they get the benefit.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It's always very nice to hear you. Very nice class. Prabhuji, for Grihastha, Bhagavad Vidhi, and then Pancharatrika Vidhi, which ones would be focused more, Prabhu?
Which is the fast? Both should be followed simultaneously. Pancharatri ki vidhi is like a diti service or doing some yajnas, but mostly diti is offering, and they are all according to the rules and regulation that we should be offering, but it should be according to the time, place and circumstances, as has been said in these verses that we read, three verses we read. So it should be, but both should be together and we should chant. He was chanting and also meditating. He did not have like, so he made the form in his own mind, and he was looking in the heart to the form of the Lord. So he was meditating on the form, and same form came before him in that way, 400 form, by chanting the mantra and meditating on the Lord. And so both processes are, so we may not be able to see him in the heart, but at least before that we could purify by seeing the Lord, Diti, decorating the Diti. We get decorated ourselves. If we make him happy and make him, then our all the contamination in the heart, that's what was described. These three things, the three results that comes just from meditation on the Lord. And if you want, I could tell you again those things that happens automatically, and how it just comes on the shift. So Dhruv Maharaj, and the verse that we were reading, that we become free from material contamination. Nivrataya, we develop the bliss, enriched with the highest bliss, and it never deviated from it. Like, we become more and more focused by meditation on the Lord. Our focus on the material things, that goes away, and we are focused on the Lord, and then we become very happy and blissful, and then all the contamination that has been removed by the Lord, he cleanses our heart from all the material contamination. So both should be done together, not this one first or that one second. We should be chanting, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method. If we have dhitis, or you could have just meditated on the mind also. Even without the dhiti, you could just think of the Lord as has been described in the Shastra. are in these verses. You could meditate on the form of the Lord. We should be thinking of the Lord and becoming happy within and without, outside also. And should be always happy. Sukhum kartum avyayam. Should be done with happiness, not with grudges, not like a force, not like a burden. Should be done with happiness. So that was your question?
Oh, yes, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvandana. Thank you, Mr. Prabhuji, for a wonderful class. I have one question. That you mentioned in the class that if we chant these Gayatri mantras and all without Brahmanical qualities, it is not recommendable or it is not good. So what happens if we chant these mantras without having Brahmanical quality, without getting any Brahman, proper Brahman initiation?
It will have the result but may not be all the way what you are looking for, developing love of Godhead, because if the process is done, given by Krishna, dharmam saksha bhagavat panitam, dharma comes from him, he is giving it the process that you should take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. So it will have the effect, I'm not saying, but one should take initiation to be properly follow the scriptural injunction. Manodharmi, we should not just do whimsically by our own, but should follow some command, and it has a more effect because it penetrates the heart, it goes to the heart if you hear, and from a spiritual master, then mantra is the result of giving you love of Godhead. Otherwise, you will get purified, you will go to a higher planetary system, you will enjoy so many other things, benefit is definitely there. But it is recommended that one should take initiation, then it will have a proper result, and that result is love of Godhead, which just by your own way, it may not happen.
So I could give it like that. Yeah, sorry, Prabhuji, please go ahead. Yeah, so my question was like, I got you what you are saying, that is it improper to say that if we chant these Brahman, Gayatri mantra without having Brahmanical quality, it is sinful? Is it improper to say? Because as you said that
Gayatri mantra should be chanted when it has been given, just like in the mind, in the right ear, the mantra was given by Narad Muni to Dhruva Maharaj. So there is no need of chanting Gayatri mantra if you don't have a Brahmanical initiation. This chanting of Gayatri mantra should not be done. There is no need unless you are initiated into that Gayatri mantra or Brahman initiation. You could chant the holy name and there would be tremendous benefit. These mantras are only chanted 3 times, Trikal Sandhya, morning, noon and evening time. But it is not meant for chanting on the beat. So just chant as it has been recommended by the Guru, but otherwise you could chant the holy name without initiation. But ultimately you have to come to the point of it. Means you have to accept some preceptor. Krishna's doors are open through a devotee. Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par, tomara shakti aach. He can give you Krishna. But without that you won't develop love of Godhead or reach you may say Golok Vrindavan or the spiritual world without taking the shelter of a spiritual master. Krishna, that's why he comes and he also takes a spiritual master as if he needs it. He is the master. The spiritual master we take to obtain Krishna, but Krishna shows by his own example. So why we should avoid that?
Okay. Yeah, because somebody asking us in the class that we have been chanting this Gayatri mantra since our childhood, but we don't see that it is giving us opposite results.
Right. It should, Gayatri mantra is not needed to be chanted. It's not meant, we don't chant the 108 rounds in a bead. Only we chant the holy name of the Lord. That is fine. But Gayatri mantra is only for three times, only like 10. There are 7 mantras and we chant like, but not. So can you just hold on? There is somebody is calling many times. Just hold on, okay?
Oh, he will fall down?
Okay, go ahead. No, not. He won't fall down. No, it is not meant for chant. He won't fall down.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So is there anybody else has any question for Prabhuji? If not, let us end the call. Vancha Kalpatrugyasya Kripa Sindhu
Bhavishya Kripa Sindhu Bhavishya Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavya Bhyo Namo Namo Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vranda Ki Jai.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.